Permafrost is ground that's supposed to be frozen all the time. But for decades, it's been thawing in places. When that happens, carbon gets released, potentially contributing to the greenhouse effect. Ted Shore's a biologist at the University of Florida, but he spends his summers doing experiments near Healy, Alaska. I tagged along during some field visits. I met Shore when we were both living in Fairbanks. He lives far away now, but loves Alaska. You only work here year after year if you do. Summer fieldwork is brutal. Tons of mosquitoes, and you work all the time because the sun doesn't set. Pretty soon, we're there.
Yeah, this has to be one of my more photogenic field sites that I've ever worked at.
Tundra surrounds us. We're just north of the Alaska Range. I can see the snow-capped peaks. We change into rubber boots, pick up our packs.
Okay, you ready, Amy?
Yep.
And after a few steps, we're on the tussocks. Alaskans often say walking on tussocks is like balancing on basketballs. If you slip off, your feet get wet. Shore's tall, and he's used to this, so he goes faster than me and with a lot less bumbling. Soon, we're balancing on lumber instead. Shore and his group try to protect the areas where they work with narrow boardwalks.
When we first came out here, we put these boardwalks that we're walking on now, big 10-foot pieces of lumber. I think they're like 2x6s or 2x8s, but we don't really want to walk on the tundra because we come here a lot and you'll end up with a trail in no time and destroyed vegetation.
Shore knows trudging across the tundra damages it. But in order to answer his questions about the potential greenhouse effect from thawing permafrost, he's got to dig in. Shore saws into the tundra with a bread knife.
It's very satisfying. It's like cutting a big cake. Oh, it's cake with lots of roots in it.
He cuts up the plants and packs the roots and the tops into jars.
We're going to measure respiration of plants.
Shore uses a machine to scrub out the carbon from the air that's in the jars. The plant tops and roots will continue to respire carbon dioxide until they die. Later, he'll use fancy equipment to date the carbon that's left. He needs the age of that carbon because when he finds older carbon, he knows it's only recently escaped the frozen ground. That makes it extra in the system. At first, Shore learned, new carbon coincides with plant growth that uses up the addition. That means no greenhouse effect. But later, the permafrost keeps thawing, more old carbon becomes available, and the plant growth just can't keep up. That means carbon dioxide ends up in the atmosphere from the thawing permafrost, just like it does from burning coal or gasoline. The thawing may ultimately be a bad thing, but to understand and explain it further, Shore wants to document it. Or even cause some. Next, he says,
as strange as it seems, I would love to thaw permafrost on a large scale experimentally.
The dilemma, of course, is that causing a thaw means contributing to, in a small way, a process that might damage or destroy the ecosystem. But we all emit carbon dioxide just by driving.
Even as I do that, and as I do an experiment where I melt out a little bit of the permafrost, I think, you know, we're generating this information that's helping society kind of answer these huge questions.
Shore says the amount of tundra he'd sacrifice is tiny relative to the whole circumpolar region, where tons of carbon waits in ground that is frozen now but could eventually thaw. For the Environment Report, I'm Amy Mayer.